Hey, Clara, have you ever thought about how some stories just stick with you? Not necessarily because of a huge plot twist, but because of the sheer feeling they create?
Absolutely, Marcus. You know, that's exactly what I've been pondering lately. It's like the air itself is part of the narrative, right? It's not just what happens, but where and how it feels to be there. We're talking about atmospheric storytelling, aren't we?
Precisely. It's that subtle magic that transforms a mere plot into an unforgettable experience, especially when it comes to mystery. It's not always about a whodunit in the classic sense. Sometimes the mystery is in the mood, the unease, the unanswered questions lingering in the air. Think about old gothic novels, or even a well-designed video game.
Oh, absolutely. It's like the setting becomes its own character. Take Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, for instance. Manderley isn't just a house. It's a looming, silent presence full of secrets and the ghost of Rebecca herself. The atmosphere is so thick you can almost taste the dampness and the dread.
Exactly! And that's where the unforgettable part comes in. You remember Manderley as much as you remember the characters or the plot. It evokes a primal sense of curiosity and apprehension. And what's fascinating is how these principles aren't confined to just books or films anymore. We see them, or rather feel them, in so many other places.
You're thinking about digital spaces, aren't you? Because I totally am. I mean, good design, especially in user experience, is all about creating an atmosphere. Think about a really well-crafted website or app. It doesn't just present information, it makes you feel something. It guides you through a story.
Bingo! It's like a digital Manderley, but hopefully less spooky. I've been looking at how UX designers approach this. They're essentially building worlds, even if those worlds are just a series of screens. The font choices, the color palette, the sound effects, all of it contributes to an emotional landscape. If you're designing a travel blog, for example, you want to evoke a sense of adventure and wanderlust, not clinical efficiency.
Right, and it's not just about making it pretty, it's about intentionality. When you're designing something like a weather app, you might want it to feel calm and informative on a sunny day, but then a bit more dramatic or urgent during a storm. That's atmosphere in action. It's telling a story through visual and interactive cues, preparing the user for what's to come, or emphasizing the current state of things.
And the mystery part in UX, I think, comes from the journey of discovery. You don't dump all the information on the user at once. You reveal it progressively, leading them from one piece of information to the next, building anticipation. Think about an e-commerce site where the checkout process is smooth, intuitive, almost like a guided path. There's a subtle mystery in what comes next, what new information will be asked, and how seamless the progression will be.
That's a fantastic point. It's not mystery in the sense of a hidden killer, but mystery in the sense of uncovering something new or delightful, like finding a hidden feature or realizing how elegantly a complex task can be completed. It's the aha moment that comes from a well-designed information architecture, where things just make sense, but you had to navigate a bit to get there. It creates a sense of accomplishment, even. That's good design at its best.
Exactly. And it builds engagement. If a user feels like they're on a journey, exploring and discovering rather than just being force-fed information, they're more likely to stick around and come back. It turns a functional interaction into an emotional one.
And that emotional connection is key to memorability. I mean, think about the classic point-and-click adventure games from back in the day. A huge part of their charm was the atmosphere, the puzzles, the slow reveal of the world and its secrets. Every screen was a piece of the puzzle, and the atmosphere drew you deeper into the mystery.
Absolutely. Those games were masters of environmental storytelling. The way a dimly lit corridor would suggest danger, or a discarded note would hint at a larger conspiracy, you weren't just clicking, you were investigating. And that's what we want users to feel, right? That they're investigating, exploring, making discoveries, even if it's just on a dashboard interface.
Yeah, like an efficiently designed dashboard. It might not be a mystery in the traditional sense, but the way information is revealed, prioritized, and organized can feel like a satisfying puzzle. You start with the big picture, then drill down into specifics, uncovering insights. The mystery is in finding those key insights quickly and effectively. It's about clarity emerging from complexity.
It's a different kind of mystery, but it still taps into that human desire for understanding and discovery. And the atmosphere of a clean, intuitive dashboard contributes to that feeling of control and mastery, which is a very positive emotion.
So how do creators, whether they're writers, filmmakers, or UX designers, actually build this atmosphere and infuse mystery effectively? What are the practical steps?
I think it starts with deeply understanding the emotion you want to evoke. For a traditional mystery, is it dread, suspense? For a UX experience, is it confidence, excitement? Once you have that emotion, you start dissecting all the elements that contribute to it. Color, sound, pacing, information hierarchy, even the rhythm of dialogue if you're writing. It's about curating every single detail.
Right. Like with the travel blog example, you'd think about vibrant, inviting colors, dynamic imagery, maybe even subtle animations that feel like a gentle breeze. The text would be inspiring, not just descriptive. It's building a cohesive sensory experience that screams adventure awaits.
Exactly. And for mystery, you layer elements rather than presenting them head-on. You hint, you suggest, you show rather than tell. In a film, it might be a lingering shot on a shadowed corner. In a website, it might be a subtle visual cue that implies there's more to explore beyond the current view.
It's about creating hooks, really. Little breadcrumbs that make the user or the audience want to know what's next. It's about that deliberate withholding of information, but not in a frustrating way. It's about building curiosity.
Yeah, the frustration is key to avoid. It has to feel natural, like a story unfolding, and that takes careful planning. Information architecture isn't just about labels, it's about the narrative flow. What's the beginning of the user's story? What's the climax? What's the resolution?
And the visual design, as you mentioned, plays a massive role. The choice of typography can convey a sense of classic elegance or modern simplicity. Colors can make you feel calm or agitated. The spacing, the negative space, it all speaks volumes without saying a word. It sets the stage for the interaction.
It's all about nonverbal communication, isn't it? The subconscious cues that guide your perception and emotions. And when these elements are harmonized, that's when you get something truly atmospheric and unforgettable. It's why we still talk about certain films or books decades later. They had that enduring feel to them.
Yeah, they leave an imprint. And honestly, it makes me think about how much potential is still untapped in digital design. We're moving beyond just functional interfaces to truly immersive emotional experiences. The web isn't just a tool. It can be a place, a mood, a story.
Exactly. From a simple weather app to a complex enterprise dashboard, there's always an opportunity to think about the atmosphere you're cultivating and the journey of discovery you're creating. It's about elevating the everyday interaction into something memorable.
So for anyone out there creating anything, really, think about the full sensory and emotional experience you're delivering. Don't just give information, create an entire world around it. Make it intriguing, make it beautiful, make it mysterious in its own way.
Absolutely, because ultimately, whether it's a sprawling novel or a sleek new app, people crave stories. And a good story, especially a mysterious one, always comes with a powerful atmosphere. It's what transforms a momentary interaction into a lasting memory. So go out there and build some unforgettable worlds, folks.
That's a perfect note to end on, Marcus. Thanks for this insightful chat. It's really got me thinking about the magic we can weave with thoughtful design and storytelling.
My pleasure, Clara. It's been a fascinating discussion. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We hope this has inspired you to look for and create more atmospheric, mysterious experiences in your own lives and work. We'll catch you next time.